here we sit in the 2000s, 2009, but back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, it's different in the acres that are managed, because we have fewer cattlemen today managing more and more acres than ever before. Is that true?
That's very true. That's not only in the cattle industry, but in agriculture in general. The equipment, the technology that we have enables us to get so much more accomplished than we did back when I started my career, and certainly way, way more than 50 years before that, for instance, around the turn of the 20th century. It was very labor intensive. All of agriculture was very, very labor intensive, and it's not nearly as labor intensive today. One of the things that came about early in my career was the eradication of the screwworm fly from the United States. There's still screwworm flies, but they're pushed down below the Panama Canal, and that was a very innovative program that the cattle industry cooperated with the Department of Agriculture in the research and the application of that research to eliminate the screwworm fly. It used to require a lot of labor in the summertime to look after the cattle very closely, because if a cow or a yearling got a screwworm infestation and wasn't doctored, it would lead to the demise. It's also the eradication of the screwworm fly has had a great deal to do with the large increase in, for instance, the deer population, but it also had a lot to do with most wildlife, because the screwworm fly, any newborn, they would lay their eggs in the navel of any newborn wildlife species or newborn calf, and if it was during fly time, when they were born, a large percentage of them got a screwworm infestation and died. And that's one reason why the white-tailed deer population in our part of the country has thrived like it has since the 50s, when the screwworm fly was eradicated. It was a unique deal. A scientist discovered that the screwworm fly, unlike any other insect that I know about, only mates once. So if they turn loose sterilized male flies and they mated with a sterile fly, that was it. And they tried this out because Florida was a peninsula. They first tried it moving north, releasing from an airplane screwworm fly, sterilized screwworm flies that they irradiated, and it worked. And so they proved the theory on the Florida Peninsula, and then they started in Mexico and moved north. And they started in the United States and slowly moved south. And every year they'd release the flies further south, and they now have them pushed down to the Panama Canal, and it's very inexpensive to maintain because it's so narrow right there. The land area is so narrow that it doesn't cost much to release the number of flies they need to take care of the situation.